أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the verses we had begun yesterday, verses 48 and 49 of Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the glad tidings that He had given the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Maryam, that after Allah ta'ala had given her the glad tidings of a son, Allah ta'ala describes the son, وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach this child, that is to come, the kitab and hikmah, Kitab, the various scriptures of the past, and hikmah, wisdom, wa Torah wal Injil, and especially the Torah and the Injil. The author here, Allama Shabbir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi, he writes, it is not far-fetched that here the kitab could also refer to the Quran Sharif, and the hikmah could also refer to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like the general tafsir that will be made in other parts of the Quran Sharif when the word Al-Kitab and Hikmah is referred to. Why it is not far-fetched is because Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had been ascended into the skies, into the heavens, and then in the latter part of the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he is going to descend, and his descension will be also a form of guidance for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would have to guide according to the laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that will be the laws of the Quran and the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it is his contention that this is not far-fetched. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. Wa rasulan ila bani Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send him as a rasul to the bani Israel. Anni qad ji'tukum bi ayatin min rabbikum, he will make the announcement that I have come with a sign from your Rabb, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we discussed the various aspects with regards to the mu'jiza, the miracles of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Now here, to the end of the ruku, to the end of the verse, he discusses, Allah ta'ala discusses some of the miracles that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will say to his people, and he will bring forth as a backup and a support that he is most certainly the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anni akhluqu lakum min at-teen kahi'ati at-tayr, certainly I will mold from you, from clay, the shape of a bird. He would take from the ground clay. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will then mold that clay or that sand into the form of a bird. And after he has molded into the form, into the shape of the bird, فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ, then I will blow into it, فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, then it will become a bird. In other words, a real bird, a bird alive, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we discussed yesterday that science and even philosophy and medicine had reached a certain peak at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, about which the people were proud about. So they were proud about this secular achievement, this academic achievement that they had achieved. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his Nabi for the guidance of mankind. Man had reached his lowest ebb. The Bani Israel had reached their lowest form. The Torah had been contaminated. the Torah, the rules of the Torah were not being abided by. It was being changed. There was misinterpretations of it. People were then beginning to violate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rights of Allah, the rights of people were being trampled. And they had become now so obsessed about the secular achievements of theirs. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would send this Nabi. And this is what this Nabi is going to do. So first, when the people would see his exceeding intelligence, those that were had intelligence, understanding, they would immediately realize that this is a special person. Those that will hear his words from the Injil, they would realize he's a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And now those that would see this, of course, people of intelligence, once again, they will realize that whatever he has is beyond this world. And hence, in this way, the different groupings of people will begin to accept Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But all of this, the mu'jiza, the supernatural feats, the miracles of a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala will not happen because of the command of a Nabi, but it will happen by the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And I would heal the blind, the person that is born blind. And number two is a leper. A person that was born blind could not have been healed. A person who was a leper could have not been healed. And hence, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would pass his hand over a person that is born blind, and the person will gain his vision, the person will gain his sight. A leper, a person suffering from leprosy, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would pass his hand over that person. Miraculously, through the command of Allah Ta'ala, that person will become once again better, cured. And this again would show people that this person is beyond this world. Whatever he has is not from this world. It is not the science of this world. It is not the medicine and the technology of this world. This comes from Allah. And then some of those people would believe in him. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And for all times, all knowledge of the world, all sciences of the world, all intellectuals of the world, all the capacities of this world can never ever bring this miracle again once alive. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And I would bring the dead alive from their qabrs. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would stand at a qabr. He would stand at a grave and he would say, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Stand by the command of Allah Ta'ala. And then that person will stand by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in certain narrations, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the people used to say to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that whoever you have brought back to life, they were newly buried people, they were laid to rest just very, very lately. So there could be other reasons why they would come back to life. And in one narration, the son of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he had gone to his qabr, and who had died centuries before, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam stood at his grave and he said, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Stand by the command of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his power, he was also brought back to life. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him those miracles. When we see these form of miracles, they were all to do with the actions of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. Some narrations have it that this was the request then of the Bani Israel. Okay, you can do that much. Probably there is some infiltration of some sorcery, some black magic. So tell us two things. What we have just eaten and come and left from our homes. And secondly, what do we have stored in our homes? So insofar as the knowledge is concerned, that also Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon him. And I will inform you about what you had eaten. You had eaten in your homes and you have left. What you have eaten, that also I would tell you. وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. And what you have stored in your homes, that also I would tell you. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the glad tidings to his mother. And of course, this was the happenings. And exactly as Allah Ta'ala had given her the glad tidings. This is exactly how it had unfolded in the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan lakum. Certainly, this is a sign for you. In kuntum mu'mineen. If you have brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is all to do with iman, with belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. First the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala comes, then Allah Ta'ala shows the people how he is brought up, his exceeding character. People begin to take a liking to him. Those that are refined insofar as their hearts are concerned take a liking to the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala reveals verses to him. Allah Ta'ala sends kitab. Those who are again, who have the cleanliness of their hearts, they are then inclined towards the wahi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those who didn't accept that, they see these miracles and they accept. But then again, we saw in the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, notwithstanding all of this, those that saw all these miracles did not attribute it to the greatness of Allah Ta'ala and to his nubuwat. They made him the son of Allah and they made him Allah Ta'ala himself. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.